The victims identified. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Nashville police have named the six people killed when a woman carrying three weapons entered the Covenant School, a private Christian school, and opened fire.
They have identified the children who were killed, all of them 9 years old, as Evelyn Dykehouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney. Then the administrators or staff members who were killed, Cynthia Peake, 61 years old, Catherine Kuntz, who was 60 and the head of school, and Mike Hill, who was 61 years old.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Police say the shooter, 28-year-old Audrey Hale, is a transgender woman. They say that she had maps of the school and what they're calling a manifesto at her home. They say she was a former student, though an exact motive is not yet known. President Biden again asking Congress for action.
The shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol. To AK-47. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban.
The president called the shooting sick and heartbreaking and asked for prayers for the families. The Manhattan grand jury considering whether to indict former President Trump over reported hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels has left for the day after hearing testimony from longtime Trump ally and National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. They're expected to return Wednesday. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is surveying the damage after a tornado roared through the city of West Point, somewhere between Montgomery, Alabama, and Atlanta yesterday.
25 to 30 homes completely destroyed, approximately 100 others that were damaged. And this situation is continuing to evolve because of the flooding that we're dealing with from heavy rains today.
Friday, twisters tore through Mississippi and Alabama, killing at least 26 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another train derailment in the United States, this time in North Dakota.
Canadian Pacific Railway reveals 31 cars on a 70-car freight train derailed in Richland County late Sunday, spilling hazardous materials. The railway's emergency response crews identifying a liquid asphalt leak, but say no injuries were reported. There is no danger to the public, and they are working with officials to do a full cleanup, which is expected to last up to 10 days. The incident follows several recent train derailments in the U.S., including a Norfolk Southern train carrying toxic chemicals derailing in Ohio, sparking health and environmental concerns and prompting a National Transportation Safety Board investigation, Norfolk Southern vowing to improve safety protocols. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Silicon Valley Bank has a buyer. The troubled California bank is being acquired by First Citizens as one of the biggest regional banks in the U.S. Another incident of an airline passenger attempting to open the emergency exit.
This time, the passenger succeeded. While the Delta Airlines jet was pushing away from the gate at LAX bound for Seattle, LA Airport police report the passenger rushed to the front, asked the flight attendant, "What do I do now?" "Go back to your seat, sir." But instead, he rushed the emergency exit, turned the latch, and slid down the emergency chute. A Delta passenger told Fox 11 the whole thing happened so fast no one had any time to react. But the crew, pilots stopped the jet, baggage handlers grabbed the guy when he tried to get away on a baggage cart. The man in the striped sweater taken to a hospital for mental evaluation.
Fox's Therese Crowley. The FBI is now investigating. Some parts of Twitter's source code, the computer code on which the social network runs, has been leaked online. Word of the leak came in a legal filing, though the content has since been taken down. Twitter has also asked the court to identify who did it. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.